I think that we made a good decision with Rob. It's been Rob's 1 year anniversary that he's been working here.
Today is?
No, nah, was it
yesterday?
This week?
Well,
or?
It's the 17th, I think, is when I first started.
Okay. So, and I think we've made a good choice, because and today's a perfect example of why. I've mentioned this story a couple of times about bowling for dollars,
mm-hmm.
and then I brought it up yesterday, and I told the story in detail, and Larry Kinney was the host of Bowling for Dollars. We had to Google that to remember. I mean, when it was on, I was like 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
Now we've come to find out that Bowling for Dollars was on in every city. I was unaware of that. And there is some sort of relationship between Mr. Kinney and my father that my father refuses to acknowledge. And Rob managed to track Larry down, and Larry now joins us on the show. Mr. Kinney, how are you, sir?
I'm just fine, thank you, and a happy anniversary to Rob.
Thank you.
Well, you do have a great voice.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a good thing, because I have no other skills.
Yeah, that makes two of us, sir.
I want you to clarify a little bit this relationship with your father.
Yes, that's the whole...
Don't leave it hanging out there just like that.
Yeah, that they had a relationship.
I'm in New York, and, you know, it could mean a lot of different things.
Well, I'll tell you. So, I grew up in Staten Island, and I remember my parents divorced when I was like 5 years old. I'm 44 now. And one of the things I remembered that we watched was Bowling for Dollars.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I remember. It was like one of the few memories I have of my parents being married together was Bowling for Dollars. That and a lot of fighting.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Maybe when the show went off and then they broke up.
Huh? Yeah, you ruined it for us. That's why. So now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Bowling for Dollars was filmed in a bowling alley that was in relation to Madison Square Garden somewhere?
It was in Madison Square Garden. It was right next to what was then the NFL Hall of Fame. That whole upstairs used to be the bowling center and the NFL Hall of Fame, and now it's the theater at Madison Square Garden.
Right. Okay, good. Then my memory is correct. So my father takes us to the circus, and we get there early, and he says, do you want to go up and see where they do Bowling for Dollars? And we're like, oh, kids going on a TV set? This is the greatest thing in the world. So we go up there, and now I remember it was only like two lanes, right? It was like all the way to the end.
Yeah, the last two or three lanes, there were like 50 or 60 lanes, and we just took over the last couple of lanes, or three lanes,
Yeah, now...
A little wooden thing behind me, you know, that said Bowling for Dollars.
And, right. I remember seeing it vividly. So now, we go walking into the bowling alley, and we walk up, I want to say, like a couple of stairs or through some doors or something, and out walks Larry, the host of Bowling for Dollars, unscheduled. Like, we are not going there to meet Larry. We're going to go take a look. And there you are by yourself in a suit, just like you are on TV, walking out. And when you're a kid and you see a guy from TV, that's like meeting a superhero.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then we see you, and I'm like 6, 7 years old, maybe. And my father is there. And as you pass my father, he stops and you stop and you kind of look at him and you say to him by name, hey, Tom, how are you doing? And my father said, da, da, da. And then you couldn't get away from my father fast enough. You didn't stop and give him a hug or a high five. You weren't happy to see. You just stopped for a second. We're like, hey, Tom, how you doing? And then take off. Now, let me point out that my father may have a questionable employment history back in the day.
That's why I knew him.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know what Larry's early days were like, but perhaps, were you a big gambler?
Well, Bowling for Dollars, I was working for the Unemployment Bureau.
were you a gambler at the time?
Well, a little bit.
I'm trying to see what...
Was your father?
No, he worked, end of it.
Yeah, he kind of worked for guys who... Yeah.
Well, you know, I would love to be able to give you a fantastic story, you know. Oh, sure. You're not going to believe how I met your dad. It was in Vegas and all of this and that. But I honestly don't remember.
No, of course. I don't expect you to remember. I think... Did you send Larry a picture of my dad?
I did. I emailed him a photo a few minutes ago.
No, you didn't.
I just did a few minutes ago. You might have to check.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me take a look at it then. I've got it right here on my phone.
Go ahead. Yeah. Take a look at it, and I'll explain it. Now, my dad, who worked at Rikers Island, was a corrections officer.
Oh, maybe that's how I know him.
got two kids. You know, sometimes you need to make ends meet, do a little extra stuff on the side. My dad was always a very big guy, and he might have been part of a monetary recovery unit for a certain...
Wait a minute. Not Officer Calder.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. I just opened the email.
I don't.
In the morning.
I don't expect you to look at him and say, "Oh yeah," I remember, but you did. I mean, in my memory, you did say to him, "Hey Tom, how are you?" Like you knew his name, and then you kind of just kept going.
Well, did you ask him?
Yes, for every decade, I ask him, and he refuses to give me the story. So
every decade, huh?
I even called him today, and what did he say today? I asked him today. I said, "Look, Rob tracked Larry down. He's going to be on the show today. How did you know Larry? Did you said you." I don't know. What did he say?
You said it seemed like Larry didn't want to deal with you. He was afraid of you. And he goes, he wasn't afraid of me. He may have been afraid of some guys. Or no.
People trying to get close to Larry were afraid of Tom. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I wish I could. I mean, this is very anticlimactic.
No, I didn't. Believe me, I didn't expect you.
I hope you didn't have promos.
No.
We'll find out why.
Don't worry. We buried it at 9:30, Larry. You're fine.
Picture on here, though, guys. I got the email. This is going to be fascinating for your listeners.
Listen, if it comes across where you open it and then all of a sudden you wet your pants, you're going to be like, oh, I knew it.
Well, at my age, that happens without looking. I don't see the picture. I probably wouldn't recognize him anyway, but I'm surprised that he won't tell you. Even to this day, he won't tell you.
No, and let me tell you, my father's the only reason why I know anything about my dad that like a son shouldn't know is because his friends will tell me stuff. Like, I'll hear stories all the time about him. I'm like, wow, that guy was crazy. And then they'll be like, that guy was your father. You know, my father worked in Rikers Island. He was the guy that they would send in, like when there was a riot or one of those things. So it took me till I was in my 30s to realize my father broke his hand when I was a kid, and he has like a big zipper scar on from his pinky to his wrist. And all these years, until I was like in my 30s, I went, oh, now because he told me he fell down the stairs carrying groceries, and I believed it. And then one day I woke up and I went, that's probably not true.
Yeah.
So it, you know, all these things are starting to come out now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I'm sorry, I don't see a picture on here.
And
a couple of links, but I think that's to your show.
We'll figure something out. We'll send it to you, and if anything,
yeah. Well, now you got me curious. See, now I'm gonna ruin my whole day. Tom called it, but you guys walked in, and I looked at him and I said, "Hi, Tom."
You seemed to be on the way out, and we were on the way in. And when we saw you, you kind of stopped and passed and said, "Hi, Tom," and we couldn't. And I wanted to be like, "We watch this goddamn show every night. You never said that you know him."
Right.
The one time I asked him, he said, "Oh, I think I had met him at a party a couple of nights before." And I went,
Now that's getting close to something.
No, but that's not my father. My father never went to any parties.
Well, neither did I.
Yeah.
It's too bad his name isn't Bud. Because then I could tell you, I'll tell you this little story anyhow. When my son was about 7 years old, he said to me one day, "Why do you call everybody Bud?" And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, anybody who walks in a restaurant or something, you say, 'Hey, Bud.'"
Yeah.
Well, I thought about it, and I do that. It's an old thing. I think my father called everybody Bud. So I explained to him, I said, "You know, Tanner, you're going to find as you grow older that you don't remember everybody's name."
Sure.
You know, and nobody wants to be the guy that doesn't remember your name because, you know, it hurts people's feelings. So I said, and everybody has a little name. Some people say, "Hey, big guy," you know?
Right. I say, "Hey, dude. Hey, dude."
Hey, dude. Well, this was before. We didn't have dude back.
Right.
We had dude ranches, but we had no dude.
Wow.
So I said, some people say, "Hey, there he is," you know?
Yeah. Trying to make them feel like you were impressed that they walked in. "Hey, there he is."
Yeah. Hey. But nobody wants to say, you know, I'm sorry. So for some reason, I always just use Bud or Buddy.
Mm.
How you doing, Buddy? You know.
You knew Tom. You said Tom. I remember it.
Okay. Well,
I'm just saying.
And half jokingly, I said to my son, "And you know, the good thing with Bud is, one time out of 1,000, you get lucky."
Yeah. It's somebody named Buddy. They're like, "Yeah, this is unbelievable."
Yeah. So 2 weeks later, I swear to God, we're at Uncle Joe's Bar and Restaurant here in town. And a week before that, I had met this guy named Buddy from South Carolina. His name was Buddy. He happens to walk in. And I said to him, "Hey, Buddy, how you doing?" My son looks at him and says, "He calls everybody that."
Rat.
His name really is Buddy. Show him your driver's license.
Oh, well, I'm glad I at least got to get you on the air today. The mystique of my relationship between the guy from Bowling for Dollars, Larry Kinney, and my father will go on now.
Yes.
Neither can verify the knowledge of each other. It's kind of like Mission Impossible. You both.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Give your father my phone number. And if he wants to, if we do have something that we both will remember, you know, and he wants to call me and let me know.
Okay.
Then at least I'll know. And don't tell him, but I'll tell you then.
I will. What are you doing now? So we found out you did the Thundercats voice. Is that what you do mostly now? Voiceover work?
That's what I'm most. That's what I've done mostly all my career. Even when I was doing Bowling for Dollars, I was doing commercials, you know, and then I was on Imus in the Morning for 35 years.
Wow, what did you do with Imus?
I did a lot of the characters, Rob Bartlett.
Oh, right. Okay, gotcha.
Nixon and Ted Kennedy and things like that.
Gotcha.
And I left him 8 years ago, and so I'm still doing commercials. I'm doing, I've been Count Chocula for almost 40 years, and I've been selling the Cocoa Puffs bird for almost 40 years.
Dude, unbelievable. That's a great part of history to be Count Chocula.
Oh, it's been a long time, and I've been,
is this a heavy time for you, Halloween, for Count Chocula?
Yes, it certainly is, because, you know, all the kids want the Count Chocula in their little bags. And I've been, one more is Skittles, more current, more contemporary, the Skittles commercials. I'm the guy at the end that says, feel the rainbow, taste the rainbow.
I need to do. Did you do that all from your house?
No. I go in the city and do those things.
Good enough. I would do that, too. Good money, right, Larry? You're making big money?
I make a buck. Yeah. You know? It's a living.
Well, if you're going to gamble it away again, call my father. He'll take care of you. Hey, listen, okay. I appreciate you coming on today. I'm sorry we didn't get to the bottom of the story, but I will not let it go. We'll figure it out.
Oh, don't let go. We need to know this information.
Yeah, I mean, before my father passes away, the last thing he's going to be like is, I dated Larry. I don't know. Whatever the secret's going to come out, I'll find out something.
Larry, I would remember. It was the late 70s, though, and you know.
Yeah, he was handsome. All right, Larry, it was a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate you coming on the show, and we will get to the bottom of this eventually.
All right, guys.
Take it easy. There you go. What a nice guy, Larry.
Very nice guy, yeah.
That's funny. Well, no answer.
Mystery still remains.
To the mystery of Bowling for Dollars.
I love how it just so happens the couldn't open the attachment, couldn't see the picture. Mm-hmm. I think there's something on both ends that they don't want to talk about.
Yeah, maybe they were part of the Lufthansa heist. I don't know. Maybe they built the. Maybe it was like Ocean's 11 where they all had to work together to do something, and now they agreed to never talk to each other again.
Yeah.
I like the way they're committing to it. I absolutely like it.
40 years later.
Hey, man. Statute of limitations. Look at Jimmy Snuka. He's going to trial.
What if we found out your dad was Booberry?
What if I call my father? And my father went, fine, you want to know? And I go, yeah. And he goes, great. And I went, oh, I know. This is awesome. Probably not, though.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.